Here in the middle Gaza Strip town of Deir el-Balah, Zainab Abu Mghasib rushes towards a vehicle that carries some meals to displaced residents around a shelter school called Al-Mazra'a Al-Gharbiya on the Salah al-Din main road. Zainab, along with 12-member family, has been displaced since October 7 in a tent outside of the school.
حد مسك يعني صار لنا شهر هنا والفعل خير بيقدم لنا الشهاده.
We have been getting this assistance by a charity for almost a month now. We get cooked rice with vegetables like beans or rice mixed with lentils. I have 12 family members benefiting from this. I believe it's enough for a daily meal. During the past month of Ramadan, we had the same meals on a daily basis. We look forward to when we get a variety of dishes. May God bless those distributing the meals to us.
Sabir Al-Loh is a displaced father of 6 children and also a beneficiary of the charity meals.
We also need vegetables. Vegetables are expensive for me right now, and I can't afford them. I swear by God that I can never afford anything for my children. I do hope that the charities could provide us with vegetables and whatever other one brings. God bless.
The meals are provided for both displaced residents and many others in Deir el-Balah are served by Sanad local charity. Since the Israeli war on Gaza erupted in October 7, various bodies, including local charities, have set up emergency kitchens, which Gazans call tikkia, to serve foods for displaced residents and impoverished ones. Ali Al-Shaya is a principal of Sanad charity.
Today we were able to serve the people rice and beans. For the past couple of months, we've been unable to serve chicken and meat. We could only serve them 2 or 3 times. Those items are rarely found these days. In addition, we face difficulty getting access to cooking gas, so we've only used gas once a week. Therefore, we use firewood stoves for 3 or 4 times a week.
Ali adds that their tikkia kitchen relies on local and some international donations that enable them to provide meals for 300 families per day. For several weeks now, various international humanitarian organizations have warned against a famine in Gaza unless Israel allows more truckloads of aid supplies into the war-torn tiny coastal enclave. Local authorities in Gaza suggest that at least 1,000 truckloads of aid supplies are needed per day. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.